Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7. It was by faith that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about things that had never happened before. The account of Noah building an ark and saving his family together with vast numbers of birds and animals is amazing, and I suspect that most of us were told it from our earliest years. It's a story of enormous courage. The world had never seen a flood like this before, so the idea of Noah building a vast boat would have seemed to be absurd to those around him. The idea of packing the boat with smelly wildlife would have appeared an even more incredible challenge. But Noah did these amazing things for one reason. He was a man of faith. In this chapter, the writer to the Hebrews is seeking to unpack what it means to live by faith, and Noah offers an inspiring example. Most of us spend much of our lives conforming. We fit in with society and the people around us and just get on with life. I'm not criticizing that approach, but it raises the question, how do you respond when God asks you to do something completely different? How would you cope with being asked to take on a challenge which everyone else considered deeply weird? Through the centuries, God has often asked people to do things which have been viewed as peculiar by their contemporaries. When at the end of the 18th century, William Carey heard God calling him to take the gospel to India, he met with a barrage of criticism. One senior Christian leader said, "Young man, sit down. When God is pleased to convert the heathen world, he'll do it without your help or mine." He called Carey a most miserable enthusiast. But although Carey was mortified by the experience, he didn't give up. He believed that God had called him to take the gospel to Asia, and nothing and no one would stand in his path. Carey became the father of modern missions, and his influence enabled millions of people to hear the good news of Jesus. So let me ask you a question. What would you do if God invited you to do something unlike anything you'd ever done before? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, we thank you for inviting us to travel with you on this exciting journey of faith. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a really great day today.
Hope grows when we join together. Gather faithfully with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.
The Ask NT Wright Anything podcast is back.
Hello, this is Tom Wright speaking to you from my study here in Oxford in England. I'm really looking forward to the fact that Mike Bird and I are relaunching the Ask NT Wright Anything podcast, looking at key questions that people have sent in, but also developing some themes that he and I have been interested in and we're eager to talk about with one another.
Listen today on your chosen podcast provider and head to asknt.com to submit your question.